Lord, we just lift up this time to you. We thank you for our mere existence. We thank you that you're always there. We thank you that you died on the cross for us, Lord. And Lord, we want to be just like you. So Lord, we're asking you to do what only you can do. And when I speak, Lord, the words enter view, I ask you that they drop to the floor like a rock, but the ones are of you that would penetrate and be everlasting. In your name we pray. Amen. We live in a very rude world, and unfortunately people are becoming ruder by the minute. Common courtesy isn't so common anymore. Our favorite kind of humor today is, and I'm going to put Glenn there, but then it says the real word is sarcasm. Put down humor. I was the king when I was a kid. I resemble that remark. Whether it is Letterman, many tune in and listen to them put down society. Favorite targets are those in authority, leadership, those who should be respected, if for no other reason than because of their position. The Bible makes it clear that respect is one of the values that is necessary for life. We find that we are to respect parents, people in authority, and church leadership. The scriptures go on to instruct wives to respect and reverence their husbands. And husbands are to respect and reverence their wives. And if we think that someone doesn't fit the above categories, the Lord tells us that we should respect and honor all men. 1 Peter 2:17. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. We all want to be respected. We want other people to treat us with dignity. We should respect everybody, regardless of their lifestyle, regardless of their decision, regardless of their behavior, or even their beliefs. God says every person should be treated with respect because God made everybody. Psalms 8:4-5. What is a man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with the glory and honor. Everybody is created by God, and God doesn't make mistakes. But there are worthless people. There are people who do worthless things. But they are all created and loved by God. Even the most unlovable person is loved by God. And how do we act towards others like that? Honor and respect doesn't mean we embrace or go along with what they're doing or even what they believe. But we respect the individual as a creation of God. God's funny. He told me to write this. God isn't finished with any of us, is he? Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this is the one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. We are all a work in progress. I even have a t-shirt that says it. And it's not that I'm proud of it, but I'm not perfect. And I don't want to, and you all know that, because how I act sometimes in the flesh. But it's important that we, as church people, as Christians, because other people are looking at what we call so-called Christians. And if you're doing something that you're not supposed to, a non-believer goes, well, if they do it, I can do it. They think it's all right. So we've already lowered the standards. First Peter 1:18-19. For as much as ye know that we were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but the precious blood of Jesus Christ is a lamb without blemish and without spot. We might not think about much about somebody, but God does. He considers every one of us a precious stone. No matter what we do, no matter what we've done, no matter where we are right now, right this second, He loves you unconditionally. In fact, He says they are worth dying for. The cross showed how much we mattered to God. Jesus died for all people who don't believe in Him, people who reject Him, people who choose to disobey Him. Romans 5:8. But God commandeth His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, when we do something, it's not like we can go hide and nobody sees it, because God always does. And as a kid, I found out that whatever you do, you're eventually going to get found out. So, in the other church, there was a boy that came with Bill Hodge. And I have never forgotten his statement. If you mess up, fess up. I think that was so awesome. But we tend to go into hiding. Jesus died for me, but He also died for the world. John 3:17. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. John 1:4-8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. The Bible says that God is love, and if I know God, then I'm going to fill my life with love. Love always treats people with respect. Look at the life of Jesus Christ. He treated everyone with respect. The woman at the well, the woman in adultery. Even if we are believer, Christ-like, then we should treat other people the way Jesus did, with value and dignity. 1 Corinthians 13:5. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own? Is it not easily provoked? Thinketh no evil. That verse says that love is not rude or selfish. When I'm rude, I'm saying I'm the only one that matters. And I am guilty of that for my wife. I cut her off a lot. I think I know what she's going to say. And it's very rude. So that's why I'm bringing this today. Because of the law of the harvest, Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. And as my dad used to say, what goes around comes around. My mom said, whatever you give out, you're going to get back. Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Proverbs 11:17. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. You know, it's just not others when we show disrespect. Because when we show disrespect to others, we're showing disrespect to God. And we're disrespecting ourselves. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. In this world full of rudeness and disrespect, how can we show to others in a practical way respect? God brought this to me. When we speak, be tactful, not just truthful. Well, the truth is you're a drunk, a liar. That's really not very tactful. That's hurting. Degrading, judging. And there's only one person that can judge, and that's God. Paul said, speak the truth in love. The way we say something will go a long way in determining how well it's going to be received. I know that one. If we speak harsh, it's going to come back harsh. If we speak in love, it may not always come back in love, but we still need to love and respect that person. People who tact often have a lot less to react. Oh, whoops, I missed it. Learning how to be truthful and tactful at the same time is the very essential of being respectful. This is what God showed me tact is. The ability to make a point without making an enemy. Luke 6:31. And as ye would that man should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. And this is another area that I was pretty rough on. One of the greatest tests of our character is how we treat people when they serve us. Waitresses, waiters, clerks, employees, secretaries, even family. When people do stuff for us, are we understanding or are we demanding? The best place to practice this is at home. And I've got a little side note in parentheses. Glenn, this is for you. Sometimes we say hateful things to our families that we would necessarily not say to someone we don't know. When we disagree, be gentle, not judgmental. Romans 14:12. So then every one of us shall give an account for themselves. We can disagree on any number of issues without becoming disagreeable or judgmental. Remember, telling the truth is not being judgmental. But if we use the truth to attack and beat up people down, then we're wrong. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Paul reminds us that if we don't have love, then people won't hear your message of truth. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with the tongues and of angels and have got charity and have not charity, I become as sounding brass over a tinkling cymbal. We can be right on a subject, but if we are rude about it, we're wrong. I mean, I've been right a lot of times. Wrong. When I was a kid, I thought I was always right. Wrong. I've learned, as Pastor Harvey says, the only time I'm right is when I'm speaking God's words or agreeing with Him. That's the only time that I'm right. When we share our faith, be respecting, not rejecting. First Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of hope that is in you with meekness and fear. We can't argue people into heaven. I've tried it. It doesn't work. Romans 12:17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things in sight of all men. Provide things honest in sight of all men. Don't retaliate by being rude back, even if they're rude to you. God wants us to react to every situation, every individual, in the manner that is biblical. Now I'm almost done. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Folks, there's no excuse for rudeness and disrespectful behavior in the life of a believer. But we all do it. We have responsibilities to represent Christ in this world. One important value that we must build our lives on is the value of showing respect. Lord, we just thank you for today. I thank you that you brought that to me, that I was obedient and willing to step forth and say what I had to say today. Lord, they weren't my words, they were your words. And I just thank you in your name.